The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again this week as we get into the Word of God. And we're going to be getting into some really exciting things in just a few minutes, so stand by for that. Before we do, though, I want to make a few announcements, as I usually do, about SpeakFaith.tv. Again, I want to really encourage you to go out and check SpeakFaith.tv. It is a Roku channel. So if you have a Roku device, a player, such as the one I have pictured here, you can tap into the SpeakFaith.tv channel for free, 100% free, and you will be able to get programs from myself and my pastor, Ed Taylor, Pastor J.B. Whitfield from over in Clemens, North Carolina, near Winston-Salem, and as local ministers, but then we also have nationally known ministers like Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Bishop Keith Butler, Rick Renner, boy, on and on and on, Joe Morris, who teaches on the end times. We have the end of days update with him. We have Keith Moore's audio. We just got so many good things. Joyce Meyer, Andrew Womack, great speakers out there that are teaching the uncompromising word of faith. And I encourage you to check into it. If you don't already have a Roku, A, you need to get one and get hooked up so that you can watch SpeakFaith.tv. And then you need to subscribe to SpeakFaith.tv. The easiest way to do that is to go to the SpeakFaith.tv website. And once you have created your Roku account on the Roku website, go to SpeakFaith.tv, as the URL says there on the screen. And up in the, actually the middle, the high part of the middle, upper third of it, there is a banner that says subscribe to SpeakFaith.tv. Click that, and it will take you to a point on the Roku website where you can click the add button to add the channel, and it will add it to your account if you're logged in to your Roku login on their website. Okay, and then the next time you bring up your Roku box, it will be an available channel for you. Now, another way you could do it is to just go into the Roku, go into the channel store, and do a search for SpeakFaith.tv, and it will come up, and you can add it there. So, multiple ways of doing it. But at any rate, I encourage you to do that. That is a blessing. I tell you, there's a lot of good stuff out there. And as I say, we update it very, very frequently, at least once a week for most programs, and then Rick Renner's program, since it is a daily program, we actually update that daily so that you have the latest program of that day for his program. So, again, I can't emphasize it enough. Check out SpeakFaith.tv and let people know about it. It would be great if you would send out an email to your friends, your family, your acquaintances, and let them know about SpeakFaith.tv. That's how the word gets out. We don't have an advertising budget. We don't have any way to let people know unless you let people know, so you can help and be a part of the ministry. If you'll let them know about our Roku channel, that would be a real blessing. Now, also, same thing applies for Word of Faith Radio, WOFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are broadcasting on Word of Faith Radio all kinds of good programs of people that are teaching the Word of Faith message, and nationally known speakers, lesser known speakers, but people that are still preaching the Word of Faith, they're all out there, and then great music. As I said last couple of times, Brother Harold Cagle, who does the programming for Word of Faith Radio, and is the president of Word of Faith Broadcasting, he programs that station with tender, loving care. And I tell you what, he chooses some excellent music to listen to on Word of Faith Radio. So check that out. You can go to the Word of Faith Radio site, WOFR.org, and you can click on both the player for the regular channel, as well as you can turn off that one and then turn on the player for the Word of Faith Radio Healing Station and listen to messages for concerning healing as well. Both 24/7, 365 days a year. I tell you, it is a blessing. I listen to the Healing Station at night to just fortify myself with healing information, healing teaching. And that way I'm constantly hearing it, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God, according to Romans 10:17. So build your faith in healing by listening to the Word of Faith Radio Healing Station. It'll be a blessing to you and to others. Again, let them know. Let your friends, family, acquaintances know about Word of Faith Radio. All right, let's get into the Word. We're going to go to, let's go to Esword. And I have it minimized, and I'm having to restart it here because I thought I had minimized it, but I didn't on my laptop here in front of me. So we'll get into Esword here and get into the scripture. Now, we're going to look at a scripture from Colossians. Since I had it open earlier, I'm going to have to go in here and get back to where I was. Don't you love it? You close something out, you think you minimized it, and you actually haven't. All right. We're going to go to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, beginning in verse 2. So I'll let you find that in your Bibles while I talk about this a minute. Here, Paul is instructing the church at Colossia to, in some various areas here. It's kind of under the category of further instructions that he gives them here. And beginning in verse 2, it says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same," that is in prayer, "with thanksgiving." Now, a lot of people pray, and it's one of these, "Oh Lord, gimme, gimme, gimme." You know, "Oh Lord, heal me. Oh Lord, bless me. Oh Lord, prosper me." And it's always me receiving centered. Okay? But just as much as you can ask the Lord for things, you need to thank the Lord for things. Because He has already blessed us. And He's already given us so much. I mean, I was healed earlier this year, literally from near death. I was in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed. I couldn't even lift my hands, my legs. I couldn't turn over in bed. I couldn't move my head very much. I could barely talk. I would say yes or no to people by a thumbs up and a thumbs down. And I was just fading away. My organs were failing. Heart, my liver, my kidneys, everything failing. The doctor said, "We can't do anything for you. You're going to die. We're going to just recommend you go to hospice and just wait it out. But you won't have to wait long. You're only going to live about a week." Now, you don't want to hear that if you're laying there in the hospital. And between the time I went into the hospital and the time I ended up leaving the hospital, I lost 200 and some odd pounds. I'd already lost 200 and some pounds. I know you say that's not possible. Yes, it was, because I used to weigh almost 600 pounds. I used to weigh 598 pounds. And I lost down to 150 pounds. Actually, probably a little less than that, but 150 was the soonest I could get weighed. That's what I weighed. So it may have even been less than that. But I'm telling you, for a 6'2" guy, 150 pounds is nothing. I was literally skin and bone. I had bones showing through my rib cage area, my chest area. I was just skin hanging off of me. Just, you can imagine going from nearly 600 pounds down that small, the skin just kind of just hangs there. So I looked bad. My face was all ashen and white, and it was just, it was bad. I was losing my hair. I mean, it was just a bad situation all the way around. And so the doctors gave me this bad report. Now, I had a choice. I could choose the bad report, or I could choose to believe God. And I've already talked about this here on the program. I chose to believe God. I chose to stand for my healing because Jesus bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases, so I shouldn't have to carry them. It'd be a miscarriage of justice for me to have to carry them if he's already carried them and borne them for me. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. W-E-R-E, were, past tense, healed. 1 Peter 2:24. So, I was standing on my healing, believing God for my healing. And I turned around. That wasn't overnight. It wasn't instantaneous. But I began to get better. And we also were believing for the doctors to have wisdom and find out what was going on, because they didn't understand what was going on with me. They found out I had a very severe case of celiac disease, which meant that I was getting no nutrients. That's why, even though I was eating, of course, I lost interest in eating. I quit eating there at one point altogether because I just lost interest in it once I got down so scrawny. But at any rate, even what little I was eating wasn't going to be a nutrient to my body because of the celiac disease. So once they discovered that, they put me on a PICC line that fed me intravenously for a few weeks, built me back up, and then I just had to, when I had to eat things that did not contain wheat gluten. And because of that, I began to gain weight again. I began to get stronger again. I began to get where I could move, my hands and my legs and my feet. I could begin to talk again, be a little more animated, as you can see now. And I began, finally got to the point that I could even sit up. Now, it was a big deal for me to be able to just sit erect again. I'd been laying flat on my back in bed for so long, my muscles had just atrophied. So just to be able to sit up again was a big deal. And then finally, recently, I've been able to start walking again. Now, you know, with a walker, with some help, so that I don't lose my balance. Because I tried a little earlier, and I fell and broke my wrist and my arm. So I kind of got cocky. Don't get cocky. So I'm taking it slow and I'm building back. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what about the miraculous healing power of God? The miraculous healing power of God is what I am operating in. It's what I'm counting on. However, as I said before, there were many times that Jesus laid hands on folks, prayed for folks, and they begin to amend from that very hour. It was a process. And that's what's happening with me. I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. But it's a process. Now, I said all that to say this. It's good to pray and expect results. Absolutely. That's what I did. That's why I'm healed. Praise the Lord. But it's also important to thank the Lord. To praise the Lord. Take time to watch in prayer with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Him healing me, providing healing through Jesus. The fact that Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, that by His stripes we were healed. I thank God for that, and I praise Him for that. And so I take time to praise the Lord and to thank the Lord and to worship the Lord for what He's already done for me. It's great that we can ask Him for blessing. Absolutely. And He wants you to do that. But He also wants us to praise Him. And to worship Him. And to obey Him as well. Now let's keep reading. He says here in Colossians 4 verse 2, continue in prayer. Let it be a continual lifestyle of prayer. And watch. Now the word watch here is a Greek word that, let's see what Strong says about it here. It is... My PC is being a bit slow on me. But the Greek word that's used here, proskuke, if I'm pronouncing anywhere close to right, means a time in prayer. Oh, that's the word prayer. I'm sorry. A time in prayer of worship By implication, oratory, or in other words, speaking. Speaking with your mouth. The Greek word I was after was the Greek word for watch, which means to stay awake, to watch. It is the Greek word gregouo. Gregouo. And it means to keep awake, to watch, to be vigilant, to be awake. You remember how Jesus told the disciples, can you just stay with me and stay awake with me and pray? Well, there's times that we need to just take some time apart and watch. Now, you start talking about just watching with your eyes. You know, that's fine. You know, Brother Hagin makes the little side joke. He's talking about, he told a congregation one time, he said, I'm going to pray for this guy. He's going to get healed. Watch as we pray. He said, the Bible does say watch and pray. Now, of course, he knew that it was this word watch, which means to stay awake, to stay vigilant in prayer. But he was just basically saying, it's okay to open your eyes to watch this guy get healed. And of course, the guy did get healed, and they were all rejoicing and praising God for that. But this word watch means to be awake, to be vigilant. A watch in the early days, you know, King James time frame, where they had castles and so forth, they would put a watch on the tower. That's why it was called a watchtower. Put a watch on the tower, and he would scan the horizon and be watching vigilantly for the enemy, and he would yell out a warning if the enemy was approaching. We've talked about the fact that you can put a watch on your mouth. The scripture talks about you can pray and ask the Lord to put a watch on your mouth so that the words that you're speaking are being scanned, if you will, and the Lord will kind of alert you in your spirit that you shouldn't be saying certain things, okay? So that's a watch on your mouth. But it's basically like that guy in the watchtower that watches across the horizon for the enemy. But here he says, continue in prayer and watch in that manner, in the same, in prayer, with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that is for the ministry, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. So Paul was saying here, okay, folks, I need you to pray that the Lord will open doors of utterance for me so I can go preach the gospel. To speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. So he was believing for opportunities to preach the gospel. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. In other words, we as believers need to walk in wisdom toward those who are not in our camp, that are not, in other words, believers. This is a point that a lot of Christians miss. A lot of Christians don't walk in wisdom when it comes to the outside world. They'll jump on people, you're going to hell. Well, you know, a sinner doesn't need to hear that they're going to hell. Most of them know they're going to hell, or at least have an inkling. You don't have to rub it in their face. Use wisdom. Share with them the love of God. Share with them what Jesus has done for them. Be a word of encouragement in their life, not a word of condemnation. God doesn't work through condemnation. Did you get that? I know that's going to rattle some folks' cages, religiously speaking. But the Word of God says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. God doesn't condemn, he does judge when one does wrong. He does not appreciate or endorse sin, absolutely. But condemning someone won't get them born again. It's the love of God manifested toward them that will draw them to the Lord. So that's what we need to do. So believers, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time, it says here in verse 5 of Colossians chapter 4. Redeeming the time. The word redeem here is a Greek word that means to buy back, like a ransom. Ex agorazo in the Greek. Don't you love Greek words? It means to buy up, to ransom, to rescue from loss, and to improve opportunity, and it's translated redeem. Now, back in the day, we used to redeem S&H green stamps. We'd save up those green stamps, we'd put them in a little book, and we'd get a catalog, and look at that catalog, and then send in our stamps to redeem them for whatever prize that you were, you know, going for in that book, in that catalog. Well, we need to redeem the time. We need to buy back the time. The time we have is a finite amount of time that we need to be preaching the gospel and winning people to the Lord. And we need to walk in wisdom toward those that are outside of our camp, redeeming the time. Letting our speech, chapter 4, verse 6, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, like you would season your food, season it with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. We ought to be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks us of our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. That asks us, you know, well, how do you know that you're born again? How can I be born again? You need to immediately be able to go over to Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as your Lord, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's the Greek word sozo, saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and delivered from all temporal evil. Big word in the Greek. That is the plan of salvation. And you explain that to them, you share that with them with salt, with seasoning, with grace, in kindness and love, and it will draw them to confess Jesus as Lord, to believe God raised him from the dead, and then they will join our camp and be saved. Praise the Lord. That's what we're here for. We need to be redeeming the time, buying back the time, because that's what we are here for. Praise the Lord. Now, be ready to give an answer to every man. And then he goes on to talk about Tychicus, declares unto you our well-beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, and he begins to give some final greetings here. But the point that I wanted to share with you is that we need to be praying, not just to receive, although that's important, but praying also in thanksgiving, worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, thanking the Lord. Be thankful, because he's given us so much. He's blessed us so much. And then speak words of wisdom to those outside our camp and draw them in with grace, draw them in with the love of God, and share with them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this today? I trust you did. I'm believing you did. You can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address, regular mailing address, is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. That's our regular mailing address. Or you can write my email address, which is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, one word, no dots, just D-R-B-I-L-L, at wfm.org. And as I've said so many times before, you can go to our website, www.wfm.org. Stands for Word of Faith Ministries, .org, because we're a nonprofit organization. Go to that website, and there you will find our teaching, our audio files, our radio programs, our video netcasts like this video netcast, audio versions of our video netcast that you can download and play on your computer or your MP3 player or whatever, and articles, all kinds of information. Old print newsletters. By the way, speaking of newsletters, we have updated our website and added the ability, or actually didn't exactly add it, we changed the ability, made it a little easier, to subscribe to our newsletter. We have an email newsletter. And if you're not already receiving it, then I encourage you to go and put your email address in the page on our website, which is email subscription. You click on that, and it takes you to a form. You can fill that out. And we're not going to spam you. We're not going to give the email list away. We're not going to do any of that. But we will send you an email newsletter of things that are happening with the ministry and so forth. So I encourage you to subscribe to our email list and let folks know about that as well. You can also now manage your email that way. So like if your email address changes, you can actually put your old address in there, click on unsubscribe, and it will unsubscribe that email address. Then you can put your new email address in. So you can actually kind of keep it current. Okay, that helps us, and it helps you stay in touch with the ministry. So I encourage you to do that. Anyway, really hope you enjoyed the program today. Remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.